Hello, this is Pawari. It is Thursday the 19th of May and this is my audio boo. Just a quick catch up boo. Wanted to wish Nancy a good last day at school today. And I hope it goes well for you. It must be rather a bittersweet day for you, but I'm really glad you've got some other plans as well. And I hope you're having been spoiled a lot by your students. Yes. Also wanted to say welcome back to JN2N. It's good to hear you booing again. I'm sorry to hear that you've both been unwell. But it's good to hear your voice again. And I agree that Simon's boo, cooking boo, was very funny. I really enjoyed listening to that. The mild panics in between. And Simon, you do get used to it. Just like I'm sure you've got used to many minor crises at your own work. Once you've done a recipe over and over again, then you're not hunting around in drawers looking for the right bit. You automatically know how much of everything to put in. You know what part of the dial to put stuff on so that it doesn't boil over. So having to learn it all at once and be thrown in the deep end is always a bit scary, but it does get easier, I promise. Perhaps it's just a sign that you need to cook more. Perhaps you need to be cooking bolognese every week until it becomes routine. There's an idea. Also wanted to comment on social media and kids. Well, not that you specifically reference social media. You were asking whether you would let my eldest son go have an audiobook account, I think, pretty much. Now he's got an iPod Touch. And I'm kind of putting it under the banner of all social media, you know, Facebook, Bebo, Twitter, etc. And my general rule of thumb so far, though I may well change my mind at some point, is that Facebook requires you to be 13 to have an account. Now, I know that most of his friends have Facebook accounts and they've ignored that rule. But as far as I'm concerned, if you have to lie to get it, then you shouldn't get it. And so I've pretty much said that when he's 13, he can be on Facebook. And I'm kind of putting the rest of the social media in that under that banner as well. Partly because I think it needs, firstly, the maturity to know what you should share and what you shouldn't. And let's face it, not a lot of adults necessarily have that maturity either. It's a very difficult balance to get. But looking at sort of some of the Facebook statuses, I can see that at the moment. You know, there's probably a few lessons about sharing on some of those as well. And where was I going with this? It's a certain maturity of knowing what's safe to share and what isn't. Although we've had the conversation regularly about what's safe to share, and talking about not putting your real name necessarily, not putting your location, not putting the name of your school anywhere. Is really, really important. I'm sure that when we get a bit further, we'll start talking about locking down privacy on various things. And certainly, Audioboo doesn't have the privacy controls that a lot of other social media has. So I think that'd be fairly low down on the list of accounts I would allow him to have yet. But yeah, it's a tricky one, isn't it? I'm not sure I'm getting the balance right. As I say, we've talked quite a lot about safety. CEOP do a great series of videos, actually, that schools use, talking about the pros and cons of sharing things and that people on the internet might not be who they seem, etc. All aimed at that sort of age group, which is really, really good. So they're getting the message from lots of sources. And I'm kind of having to go on the basis that he will probably go to friends' houses and and those friends might not have parents who understand how to lock the internet down, so he could have access to absolutely anything. So I can take precautions, but I'm not going to be able to stop him finding anything he wants to find, really, and probably an awful lot of stuff he doesn't want to find. So it's all about keeping communication open and hoping for the best, really. But yes, as you say, it's new territory, isn't it? Because it's not something we've had to do. But I suspect every generation has that something that they didn't have to deal with when they were kids. So I'm running out of time. I shall stop there. Hope you're all having a good day. And I'll speak again soon.